This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your level of frustration has been ratcheted up over something to do with the Knicks. You may even be called a cranky after you let this take loose. I don't know what it is. I'm curious to hear. So what is it that got you all riled up over the last couple of days?
I'm just telling Knicks fans out there, here we go again. I mean, the lack of respect for the New York Knicks is just absolute. I'm buying into all this stuff now because I've been listening for the last, you know, 5 or 6 days, especially on this radio station where the hosts have, you know, that are not Knicks fans have to just absolutely drill the Knicks and have to, like, talk about in platitudes about the teams that they're playing against. You know, first it was Cade Cunningham and the Detroit Pistons and how physical they are and they're a much better team. And then it was the Boston Celtics with the two-headed monster of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. And, you know, we put Porzingis' jersey in the freezer, and then all of a sudden he got sick and couldn't play. And, I mean, it was just on and on and on and on. Like, the Knicks can't win. And, I mean, everybody on TV, and I understand why they did it, because you're playing against the defending champions, but you got to get through all the games. You got to win 4 games. And a lot of things can happen in those 4 games, as we all found out last year with the Knicks and the Pacers. So here come the Pacers. And yesterday we were talking a little bit about the Pacers, some of the things they do well. But everything now is like, oh, the Pacers play with pace. They play with deep depth. They have great shooters. They have this. They have that. You know, they're underrated. They've been the best team in the calendar year of 2025. Their defensive metrics are great. Their offensive ball movement is fantastic. Their off-ball defenders are great. They have length. They have this. They have that. Blah, blah, blah. All by the Knicks. They're stale on offense. They're really a one-man team. Holy crap. I mean, it's just nonstop, like, hatred towards the Knicks at every level. I mean, from everybody at all the national networks. I mean, it's just insane. And I'm like, what is there to hate about Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges, the way Josh Hart plays, the way OG Anunoby plays, the way that Karl Anthony Towns can play and has played in big moments? I mean, like, what is unlikable about them?
All right, here's your answer that I don't agree with, because we are part of this, the fan base. So I think that the people are reacting to the craziness that we have been showing as a fan base and celebrating second round wins like it's been championships, and people are like, oh, and then you see the video that throwing trash at the Pacers fan and all these things and screaming in Brian Windhorst's face as he's leaving the arena. So it has nothing to do personally with this group. Now, Karl Anthony Towns has been getting crushed for not realizing his full potential since the second he came in the league. So that's just been a thing with him, regardless of where he's been. But there's nothing unlikable about this team. You want to say that Jalen Brunson flops a little bit, and that's the one thing you can say? Okay, fine. There's been a million guys in the league that try to draw fouls. He's got to do whatever he can at his size to gain an advantage. But what it is the fan base. So that's what the people that are commenting on the Knicks aren't slamming Jalen Brunson. They're not slamming Josh Hart, all these great guys, OG Anunoby. What they're trying to do is piss us off, and it's working.
Well, I'm an older part of the fan base. Now, the younger part, the 20 to 40-year-old,
The Bing Bongers, right?
The Bing Bongers, yeah. I mean, who are into this because they haven't really felt this. They haven't been around. They haven't been around when we were here in 2000 in the four-point play. They weren't around back in 73 and 69 when, Clyde and Earl the Pearl were doing their thing. I mean, this is why the fan base is so jacked up and just insane. And, from the celebrities on down, everybody's crazed. And this is what, a huge fan base can do. I did actually see somebody put out on social media like a shot of Friday night after the game, after they closed out the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
And it was insane. We all saw it.
Right? Yep.
And, Timothée Chalamet was in the middle of it. And all the guys are driving their trucks through there and their cars through there. And Jim Dolan gave some nice little girl a basketball from the game. It was great. Everything was fantastic. And they were celebrating the fact that they were going on to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since 1999. Okay? So it's great. And I understand that. And Jalen Brunson is downplaying it like he should because he's a leader. And he's saying, we haven't accomplished anything. We still have another step to go. And here's the thing about the whole Pacers situation. Karl Anthony Towns had his way with the Pacers this year. Number two, Mitchell Robinson didn't play against the Pacers mm-hmm. this year.
Yeah.
Number three, as Josh Hart pointed out, everybody is healthy from a player standpoint for the Knicks going into this. And the Pacers essentially have the same team as last year. And yeah, they do have depth. And Rick Carlisle likes to whine about the officiating and things of that nature. And he'll do the same thing here, especially with the way that Jalen Brunson kind of draws fouls. But I'm so sick and tired of the negative Nick hate from the non-Nick fan that it makes me sick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I know what you mean, and I really do think it's because it's a jealousy thing. It's a you shouldn't be celebrating when we should be celebrating. I mean, I was thinking about this driving in. I'm very pensive on my drive in, but I was thinking about you because you've talked about since 2007 when I sat here. You'll bring that up, and it's been a long time. And all the things we've seen in New York sports that you've seen and talked about. You've seen a couple of giant Super Bowls. You've seen the Jets make it to the AFC Championship game a couple times. So the Mets make it to a World Series. You saw the Yankees win a World Series. You saw the Rangers make it to a Stanley Cup final. You've seen the Islanders make it to an Eastern Conference final a couple of times. One thing you had never talked about in all the times you've been sitting here is the Knicks in an Eastern Conference final.
Yeah, because it's been such a disaster of the people that they have brought in here. Number one, to run the franchise, and then number two, to play for the franchise.
But my point is that this is why everybody's losing their mind. So anybody who is not here and not understanding that, well, screw them. Because this team doing this is special. It's rare. And there's more New York fans on the Knicks page than any other franchise in town.
And then, of course, you got to go back to all the things that people were saying when they signed Jalen Brunson and they got him away from Dallas. And then you got to listen to all the talking heads. As we talked about prior to the Boston Celtics, I said, I'm picking the Knicks in six. You know why? Because in seven. You know why? Because nobody else is.
Yeah.
And therefore, I'm going to pick them because I'm going to be right and they're going to be wrong. And if it happens, then me and Tommy Lugauer will look like we know what the hell we're talking about.
Yep.
But I'm with Tommy, man. I'm so sick of it. And even watching every day yesterday. They were asking, and look, we all have to give opinions. Not everybody's going to agree with our opinions. I know that. And I shouldn't get all wrapped up in some of this nonsense because, the Rangers have been down this road. The Islanders have been down this road. The Mets have been down this road, totally discounted and disrespected.
Yeah, but here, okay.
And if I am Jalen Brunson, I'm hearing this crap, and I'm Josh Hart, and you play with that reckless abandon that he plays with, man, I'm telling you, you got to take it to another level against this team that knocked you out last year, given that you guys are all healthy and you're ready to rock and roll. And this is the Carl Anthony Towns against Miles Turner series.
Yeah, and you may be hearing a lot of people that are trying to hate on the Knicks and propping up the Pacers for all the reasons that you talked about. But the fact remains that they are favorites in this series. You know, they are, and they're also number two favorite to win the NBA Finals, with the Thunder being number one. So, I mean, it's not as if they are being disrespected by the odds makers. Now, before the Celtics series, 100%. I mean, they were as big of an underdog as anybody that was left in the playoffs in a series. But this they're favorites.
I'm also incensed by the fact that it goes all the way back to when these guys were playing for Jay Wright at Villanova. And you see all these people commenting on that Villanova team. Ah, there's no NBA players on this team. Nobody's going to, have a long career. Nobody's going to be great. I'm thinking to myself, man, how stupid people can be and how wrong they can be.
Well, I've been there, certainly, with a lot of takes. Jalen Brunson's career and where he is now, not a lot of people projected. They really did not. I mean, when he came here, I thought he was going to be a really good player for them. Be a solid point guard. He's turned out to be one of the best Knicks I've ever seen.
I'm telling you, I don't know how many times I've said this. We haven't had a legitimate real point guard who plays like Jalen Brunson. We had guys who thought they were point guards.
Yeah.
But they didn't play that way. Or they didn't take it seriously enough. Or they couldn't handle the pressure. And handling the pressure is one thing that Jalen does. And, this is what Indiana will try to do to him. They'll have three different guys playing against him at different times during this series. They may pick him up at three-quarters court. They may make him work to get over the half-court line. And they're going to push a lot of pressure on him, kind of like what Detroit tried to do. Boston tried to do it, not as much as Detroit did. But I think this team will show. And this is why I love the guy, because he handles the pressure. Yeah, he has a couple bad games here and there. They're all going to have those bad games. But, man, almost, I would say, 90% of the time, he's in control of the ball. He knows where the ball's going, and he's the one that's got to deal with it. And that's the pressure of a point guard, which, man, he has been amazing since he's gotten here.
Yeah, I mean, this feels like a series to me that's going to go seven. It feels like they are very evenly matched. I mean, if I'm not going to bet on the thing because I don't feel super strong about it. I do like the Knicks, of course, because of the home court advantage and the way that they played in game six at home. But this has all the makings of a evenly matched, really intense Eastern Conference Finals where, that winner is going to earn the right to go to the finals. Yeah, it's going to be great. I honestly think it's going to be super entertaining.
Yeah, this is Knicks Pacers from the 90s.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it, man. And this is what it's all about. And good for the Pacers for getting back to this point and for playing as many guys as they have. And the good thing that I would like to say about both of these teams, they're both healthy coming into the series.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.